Hey, everybody. This is Justin, the host of Extreme Health Radio. I just want to let you know, I forgot to mention this during the show, that if you would like to grab the show notes for this particular episode, you can do so at extremehealthradio.com/391. So this is episode 391, and you can get those again at extremehealthradio.com/391. And also, I want to let you know that this show is brought to you by the Bellicon Rebounders. Now, I'm not sure if you're familiar with rebounding, which is essentially like a little mini trampoline for exercise. But as someone who works out in the gym, I do Qigong. I'm very active and fit, and I love to work out. This is my go-to exercise. It's a tremendous way to cleanse and detoxify the body. It's one of the only ways that you can cleanse and detoxify your lymphatic system. And it also helps you to increase bone density. And it's a cellular exercise. So it actually works out and stimulates every single cell in your body. And right now, the Bellicon is offering free shipping. So if you go through our link, you can grab free shipping from them, which is extremehealthradio.com/Bellicon. That's B as in boy, E-L-L-I-C-O-N. All right. Thank you, everybody, for joining us on another episode of Extreme Health Radio. Very excited about today's episode. A good friend of ours, Michelle DeBurge, is going to be on the show. We'll introduce her in just a second. She was on the show back, I'm not even sure what month that was, but that was in the wintertime, wasn't it?
I felt like I could be off, but I felt like it was fall, like maybe November?
Look at that, January 9th.
You're kidding me.
Wow, beginning of the year, episode 355.
Oh my gosh, all right. We're way off.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about the three biggest food allergies, which we were talking about her just before we went on the air today. Gluten, sugar, and dairy, which are the causes.
Problematic.
Very, very problematic. And interesting that we bring those topics up because we just got talking in our latest show with Dr. David Steenblok about the grain and how the grain causes candida in the gut. And he goes through the whole biological process of how ALS and neurological brain disorders and
Parkinson's,
Lou Gehrig's, mm-hmm. all related to the inability for people to eat grain. And then Dr. Isabella Wentz was on talking about thyroid issues and how it goes back to the gut health and the grains and the indigestible dairy proteins that people are eating. And
I'm sure Dr. Natasha Campbell McBride would agree as well. It's like the overriding
it's sort of the overriding theme,
mm-hmm.
of people's inability to get healthy. And
wow,
so there's always you know, in today's world, when there's a problem, there's always a solution. Today's world. And Michelle DeBurge is a good friend of ours, and she's on the show today, and she's put together a book about how to make really delicious recipes and really great, creative, fun, easy ways of eating without including gluten, sugar, or dairy. And many people might be wondering, like, what does that mean?
Mm.
If I don't put gluten, sugar, or dairy, can I have anything that's worthwhile? Can
right.
I have anything
can
that
I
tastes
eat,
good?
Can I eat stuff that says rocks?
Dirt and rocks. So, Michelle, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, thank you guys for having me again. Yeah, that was January, but I would have said fall, too. It was warm weather then.
Yeah,
was,
right?
We didn't know back then we were going to have to create a book and all of this, and wow, it's been exciting.
Happy book launch.
I know, right?
Well, you guys are actually my first interview. It just launched and hit bestseller yesterday.
I cannot believe that.
We are so excited.
Woohoo!
That's awesome. That's awesome. And so you've been developing kind of a community. And you know what? We'll get into your community. I want to talk about that. But I want to talk about your sort of journey in case people mm-hmm. didn't check out episode 355 when you're in the studio. I want to talk a little bit about your journey, about how you got to where you are today, and the story of removing these three main food allergy foods from your diet.
Yeah, if you told me I'd be living without cheese, I would have thought you were a nut job for sure. I know, right? I'm a huge foodie. I'm a chef and a coach and motivational speaker, and I just am always doing food in my head. I just finished writing my recipes, but I kept getting progressively sick, and I belong to one of those HMO things. Basically, they say you can see all the different doctors, and they put the notes in the same place so that you actually get cured. Well, what happened is one doctor would treat one symptom with a medication, and another doctor was actually treating the symptom of the medication. And long story short, I gained a lot of weight. And I got very, very sick. And what was happening is my organs were not getting enough oxygen at all. And I ended up in Mexico seeing an alternative doctor that I trust very well. And, he took away dairy, gluten, and sugar. And the dairy piece, let me tell you, I argued 3 nights in a row with him about it. You know, just, well, how about hard cheese? Because, you know, it's hard. It's not so bad.
Yeah, right.
But soft. But it actually, our bodies were never made to drink the milk of another animal. In fact, our bodies were made to drink our mother's milk as babies because it would promote our growth,
mm-hmm.
and all of that. But yet we choose to drink other animals, and especially milk. It's horrible. Now I can't if I wanted to. I just can't. And then gluten was tough because I don't know about you. I live in the wine country right now, and taking a big chunk of cheese and a stick of bread going wine tasting, I mean, how am I supposed to wine taste? You know,
I know.
Tell the doctor that, you know, I'm just going to have to move.
How can you function without the bread and the wine and the cheese?
Right. And then I'm like, sugar, oh, that'll be no problem. Well, I didn't think it would be a problem because I wasn't a big dessert person. Maybe now and then I don't have candy around the house, but giving up sugar is much more than that. It is in so many ingredients. It's about not eating packaged food. It's about eating real food. It's about making food. And in the beginning, my process was quite challenging because, like I said, I had just written my 2 cookbooks. Now I can't publish them because I don't eat that way because I walk my talk.
Wow.
And I had to learn like how to eat. And in the beginning, food prep took forever. I couldn't figure out what to eat. I thought I'd never have my favorites. And I am a type A personality person who loves a challenge. So I got really angry at myself and I said, all right, I challenge you one a day to rewrite one of those recipes and make it taste as good or better.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the first ones I did was my favorite, which was beef stroganoff. I love beef stroganoff. It's usually beef and mushrooms and lots of cream and sour cream. You get where I'm going?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Guess what? My beef stroganoff is better. And so then another favorite, I was raising a teenager at the time, and he loved this chicken Devon casserole, and it's basically chicken and broccoli, a can of cream of mushroom soup, mayonnaise, sour cream, cheddar cheese, and curry. And he would love it. And so I thought, okay, how do you make something like that non-dairy? And I don't use soy. I haven't said that anywhere, but I don't use soy. I know how bad it is, especially as women, for us to do it.
Yeah, definitely.
So through trial and tribulation, I learned how to convert standard recipes into gluten, dairy, sugar-free. I developed systems where I can actually do my entire food prep for a family of 4 to 6 in 2 hours. Hmm. Now, that doesn't include the shopping because I take quite my time at the farmer's market these days.
Mm-hmm.
But I can actually do that. So along the way, I started teaching other people to do it, and that's where the focus has been. And I didn't realize, and I was feeling very naive, how many sick people there are out there. I don't have celiac disease. My organs were not breathing, and I have allergies.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have some of the stronger things, but I eat the same way.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I started just hearing these stories of people not being able to go out to eat, not being able to eat dinner with their husband, cross-contamination in their kitchens. So I spent 1.5 years reading everything I could, every medical document, every boring article, talking to doctors that made my head just go womp, 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 and trying to understand this new language. And I didn't want to be one of those crazy food people like, you know, white sugar's death. But you know what it is?
Yeah, it definitely is. And so when you went to the doctor in Mexico and he took you off of those 3 allergy-forming foods, what was the result? You had some pretty significant results pretty quickly, I would imagine.
Oh, absolutely. We did some holistic stuff where I had these drops I put in water, and oh, I've got pictures that it was a very long couple of years,
uh-huh.
But I lost over 300 pounds. Now, that doesn't mean I'm skinny now by any means. I still have more weight to lose. We know I weighed somewhere over 500, but we don't know how much because there wasn't a scale large enough to weigh me.
Oh,
but no,
God.
At this point in my life too, I ate mostly prepackaged foods, or I was home doing mostly cream-based or, milk-based sauces.
Mm-hmm.
So I had, you know, I loved bread, sauce, fast food, prepackaged stuff. So having to learn to eat again, yeah, the weight at first, the first year, literally poured off me. I was losing anywhere from like, it was crazy. It was like 5 to 10 pounds a week at first.
Wow.
a lot of it was water, but then it slowed down and now it's, I have to be conscious and it's much slower, but it's still coming off.
Wow. So, that's incredible. So like these foods that people eat so much of, the gluten, the sugar and the dairy, are so involved in the disease process. It's crazy. We've done a lot of shows on sugar and candida and candida's effect, on the body. And a lot of people are doing a lot of research these days talking about how, candida is just another form of cancer. It being a fungus and sugar. Yeah, sugar feeds candida, mold, dairy feeds all of this stuff. And so the disease that happens, not just from the leaky gut and the celiac and the Crohn's, but it's pretty significant when you look at the overall effect on our health. I mean, it's crazy to think that you, just by, you know, not taking these foods for a year, lost so much weight so quick. I mean, it makes total sense.
Well, it wasn't just weight. All of a sudden, I had better mobility. I was awake more. I used to be a night owl. I never saw clients before 11 a.m. I'm at my desk by 5 a.m. I'm watching sunrise. I'm usually taking my morning break at sunrise. I have so much energy. I'm more creative. Things are so much easier to do. My mind is not having that gluten heaviness where it's hard and you got to drag through it. The amount of medications I'm off of are astronomically incredible. I've been diagnosed with so many different disorders. I was taking handfuls of meds and I'm med free. So it's just these amazing things that I didn't even know was possible. I never knew I could feel like this. So it was a brand new life. It was a challenging way to get into it. And that's why I started developing systems, because I wanted to live a full life. I didn't want to be stuck carrying my lunch everywhere. So I even teach people how to eat out. And I was down in Huntington Beach to see a doctor not long ago, a natural doctor, and I was eating out, and this woman came in and she barked at the manager. She's like, "Well, I have celiacs and I need a special menu and a special kitchen." And he said, "We don't have that. They're a Mexican restaurant though. That's why I'd chosen them. It's an easy one to eat at, gluten, dairy, sugar free." And she was just really grumpy, and her husband looked at her and he sighed, and you could see that this was an old battle with them. You could just see it. And he puts it down, the menu down. He goes, "Do you want to go somewhere else?" And she's like, "You know, I just can't eat anywhere. I don't even know why you take me out of the house." And I was like, "Don't say anything. Don't say anything." And then finally, I couldn't. I said, "Ma'am, I'm gluten, dairy, sugar free, and I just had the best food. And I can show you how to order off the menu and make it work for you and what to talk to the wait staff." And she said, "Well, do you have celiacs?" And I said, "No, I don't, but I'm gluten, dairy, sugar free for medical reasons because I've got allergies." "Well, if you don't get as sick as I am, it doesn't matter," she says. Wow. And I said, "Well, it sounds like you're attached to your diagnosis and you're not attached to actually eating in a way that is pleasurable, that will make your body happy and give you more freedom."
Wow.
And I thought, wow, what am I doing, right?
Yeah, you're like, that's not what she wants to hear.
At me, he's sort of pushing the chair back, and I'm like, Michelle. But I couldn't help it because I realized that, yeah, we're all in pain. We all have different things. We can complain about it. We can make it work. So I said, "Just give me 2 minutes. Let me show you how to order off this menu." And I just did. And so I showed her, and you could just see the enlightenment. Like, oh, I didn't even think of that.
Wow.
And then when I walked out, the manager said, do you teach restaurants how to talk to these people? I said, "No, but I'm happy to now." Got a client out of that one. But it was pretty funny. But it made me think, like, we really get stuck in our illness. And then when we have to change how we eat, we feel powerless. And I did too. I felt powerless. I felt horrible. I felt bad for myself. I used to run a foodie group. I had 450 people. I gave it up because I can't do it anymore. I can't. But you can. It's a matter of looking at food differently. And there's a whole section in my book about that. It's like, you know, breakfast is not in a bowl and lunch is not between two pieces of bread.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
But there's also ways to get your flavor profiles. Now, sugar was the interesting one because sugar, that was really hard physically to give up. And then, like, you know, months later, I cheated and had to taste every dessert at a dessert table once and was physically ill for 2 days. But it didn't even taste good because my taste buds had adjusted that now the fruit and things like that from the farmer's market are so much more delicious. Or the other thing I was going to miss was I love chocolate mousse, but I have a recipe for it using an avocado as the base.
Yum.
And it is better than any chocolate mousse I ever had.
Wow. Yeah, sugar is a really challenging one for a lot of people. They say that, I forget what guest was saying this on our show, but you should have about a teaspoon of sugar that's free, that's sort of diluted in our bloodstream. And so when you eat, you know, something that has, you know, 10 tables or 10 teaspoons of sugar in it, you know, your body can deal with 1 teaspoon, but what is it doing with the other 9? And so it's causing inflammation and all kinds of inflammatory issues all over the body. And so, yeah, sugar is a really tough one for people.
Well, it is. And so, you know, I started on this journey, and then I started, what happened was, I have my other sides. Like I said, I'm a life coach and motivational speaker. And, my, partner, we had our first, you know, lover spat, and he, stayed up all night and made me a website. I've learned since then he likes to do that. So I try not to fight with him because I have too many websites.
That's the makeup gift.
And I'm just like, and instead of being a nice person, I looked at him and said, why would you do that to me? I have enough to do. And he said, it's your passion. You're rewriting your recipes. Just put a few up. And I'm like, I wouldn't open unless it was perfect. You know, I'm just being type A. And he just shakes his head and he goes, just try it. We opened with 9 recipes and 3 articles a year ago, 2 weeks ago. So in a year, we now have a community of over 13,000 people. We have a book that's now an international bestseller. We've got programs. We've got classes. We're teaching people how to eat, how to cook. And all because it started with a lover spat.
Wow, that's pretty fascinating. Yeah, so in your community,
you should fight more often, Michelle. You might get even farther faster.
I know, right? I don't want any more websites, but the point is I was challenged to do it, but it was then I was challenging myself to do it. And the fun part is, numerous times before even anyone knew I was eating gluten, dairy, sugar free, I still threw those dinner parties, and nobody would know. Oh, Michelle, that was the best bechamel sauce I've ever had. And, you know, bechamel sauce is butter, flour, white flour, by the way, and milk. And I'm like, oh, well, glad you liked it. It's sure not, but it's so much better for you.
So what kind of things are you using for replacements? Like in terms of, let's say, with gluten, what kinds of things are you using for replacements there?
Okay, so a lot of people ask about how to thicken sauces, and you can thicken sauces with like cornstarch, or you can thicken sauces by cooking them down naturally. One of the biggest things that came into my life. Now, I've always loved coconuts. My mother has tons of coconut trees, and I've always drunk coconut water and eaten the meat. Wow, is coconut powerful for you? But I switched to cooking everything in coconut oil. And the first time I tried it was with scrambled eggs, and I thought, this is going to be weird, and they were the best ever. So I switched from coconut oil. I use coconut oil. I use coconut milk. All those are a lot of the really, really easy switches. Where people really get caught up is they want recipes for bread from me. I'm not a baker, and I'm not going to make those. And I'm sorry. You can either go buy gluten-free bread or start looking at food differently. Mm-hmm. You start looking at food differently instead of looking for that. It works really well. The one place that gluten, a lot of people struggle with is, like I said, gravy. But there's all of these different ways. There's even some plants that you can use to thicken your gravy. Mm-hmm. So that would be the one place that would be the hardest to remove gluten. The other place that trips a lot of people up is they like to use pre-made stuff like soy sauce has gluten in it.
Oh, okay.
So right.
If you want something like that, use coconut aminos or tamari. Gluten is in a lot of the packaged salad dressings as well as sugar and dairy. In fact, they're hidden all over. I have a whole section in my book about hidden dangers. Here's a good one. So many people are lactose intolerant and they can't figure out how they get sick. But did you know that in a lot of the canned tuna fishes, there's actually milk in it?
What?
Really? In the canned tuna fish?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it stabilizes it. Or breath mints. You know, those little breath mints, even though they're sugar-free, they have milk in them. There's gluten as well as horrible chemicals in deli meats. So there's gluten there. Here's another one that people are surprised about is those dried herbs that you're using to put in your tomato sauce.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the companies use wheat flour on the herbs through the drying process. So if you are celiac and are very, very sensitive, that teaspoon of oregano that you just put in that pot of sauce is going to make you deathly ill.
Wow. Yeah, there's some really sensitive people out there, really, really sensitive, especially with people that have celiac. I heard a story years ago where there was this lady who had all kinds of symptoms with celiac, and she couldn't figure out why she was feeling all these, you know, having all these.
She ate perfect to a T.
She ate perfect. She did this whole year-long program of cutting it all out. And it turned out that when she was taking communion
at the Catholic Church,
she totally forgot about that.
The wafer.
It was a gluten wafer.
The little wafer.
And that was enough to set her off.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy. This has been such an incredible journey because I did it to save my life. Mm-hmm. And have allergies. And once you get off dairy, getting back on it, you just don't make the enzymes to break it down. But my eyes were really open to the whole food allergy industry. I mean, I wasn't really aware of it. I mean, now and then I would get someone with my foodie group who'd come and say, oh, I don't eat gluten, so don't take us to an Italian restaurant. And I was like, why do they always show up? And now I'm one of them, but it's amazing where the stuff hides. And that's where I teach a lot of, is because people think that they're following more regimented diet, but they still want to do the packaged stuff. And I have mm-hmm. to tell you, don't. It's super easy to make salad dressings. There's no reason you need to buy that bottle of $6 salad dressing that's full of chemicals, gluten, sugar, and sometimes even dairy. It comes up in the weirdest places. I was so surprised.
So like with the tuna fish and stuff, it's not required to put... Is it hidden under a different name, or how are they getting around that?
Well, they don't say, hi, there's milk in your tuna fish. They're using a part of an enzyme of the milk.
I see.
Is what they're doing. One of the things I was teaching a class of called Shortcuts. I think I just called it Shortcuts for quick, easy meals. And I used to buy those tubes of herbs you could find. You know, they're like, you know, buy your fresh herbs. I always have fresh herbs, but I'd buy those tubes. You know, they had garlic and they had cilantro.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And they're great when you're making a quick sauce or a quick marinade for, like, I want Thai chicken, you know, blend a bunch of the flavors, lemongrass, whatever. And as I'm doing the slides for the class, I thought, I was reading the back of it and there were like four ingredients. I didn't know what they were. And I thought, I better double check because I don't want to make anybody sick. So we go to the website, and it took us over an hour to discover that one of their stabilizers was a milk enzyme. So I was like, okay, then I need to make other cheater methods. And so I spent 2 weeks, and they're not cheater, but shortcuts, mm-hmm. to help people have shortcuts, because even the shortcuts you think are healthy aren't.
Hmm.
Yeah, we really got to get into the mode, I think, as a culture of getting back to the craft of making your own food.
Yeah, get back in the kitchen, basically.
Yeah, we really got to get back there.
Well, that's the thing. Now, here's the other piece. What I didn't know, again, my learning curve this past year, a lot of the people that have come to me, at least in the very beginning, were so sick that standing in the kitchen was painful or impossible.
Oh, wow.
Things had to be quick. So all of a sudden, I had to take my traditional recipes, make them gluten, sugar, dairy-free. I had to make sure that they could be done very quickly with no standing longer than 15 minutes, and that they were easy to do, or let the oven do the work. I have a whole section on letting the oven do the work for them so that people could actually get them done. And my back had been so bad when I was so sick that I used to sit at the kitchen table doing all my chopping, and it just hurt to stand. So I was able to, you know, take that on. But it's those kind of things. That's why a lot of people aren't getting in the kitchen. It's not because they're lazy. It's that they're physically not able to. They're alert. They've got, you know, celiac disease. They've got all these other neurological issues, Parkinson's, everything else going on because of their bad diet. Now they're trying to clean up, but their body's not there. So how do I do that? So that's why the 2 hour prep for your entire week, where you can throw dinner and lunch together quickly and easily, like in under 15 minutes, so you don't have to stand in the kitchen and be in pain.
Hmm.
So how many times a week do you go shopping for food if you're going to be doing one of your programs?
Normally, I shop for food on Sundays, and the reason I pick Sundays is because, one, I started giving myself off Sundays last football season, and I'll just be honest, and there's a huge farmer's market near me on Sundays. Now, I'm moving out of the area, so my prep day will be whatever the big farmer's market is in the new area I'm moving to, and then I would come home and prep all my veggies and prep all my proteins and everything else, and then it's a matter. I actually teach a class of how to get away from recipes so that you just start thinking. It's called flavor profiles.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually about looking at food and flavor profiles. And most people say, well, what does that mean? When you, like, if you decide you want to go out to eat, you're like, do I want Italian, Greek, Japanese, or French, right?
Mm-hmm.
Those are flavor profiles. They're distinct herbs and flavors in each regional cuisine. So if you start thinking of flavors, so let's say you're feeling Italian, you'll probably use basil, oregano, and garlic.
Mm-hmm.
If you're thinking, well, I want to be more Greek, you might use mint, oregano, and some onions.
Mm-hmm.
So you start thinking of flavor profiles. So if you have all your base ingredients prepped, your vegetables chopped, your salads made, your meats and chickens roasted, the only thing I don't have people do ahead is fish, because you don't want to cook that ahead and let it sit in the fridge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, please don't do that.
Right.
but even to the point of, you know, if they need to take a little extra time and actually parse steam, and I actually teach how to do that in the book, where you blanch your food, and what that means is the vegetables are partially cooked, and then they're shocked, so they retain their nutrients. So if you want to throw together a stir fry, all they have to do is heat up in the pan. They don't overcook. They're still got that nice bite to them and their nutrients, but you didn't have to stand there for 10 minutes. It was only two.
Brilliant. I see. Okay.
It's
okay.
Brilliant.
You see?
Yeah.
So then your fridge should look like a science experiment. So I just went and bought, you know, little food saver boxes that stack. And in the beginning, it was overwhelming. So I bought those little stickers like you would put on files, and I would write what was in each one so I could see until I got a rhythm down. And then it was like, okay, so now I know I can reach in my fridge and know, for example, today I was like, okay, I need breakfast. And so I was like, okay, I pulled out two romaine lettuce leaves and I put a butter lettuce under it. And I had some great Spanish rice I made the other night and some black beans. And I don't know, what else did I put in there? I put some cashew cream that I had a spicy salsa in for my, like, quote-unquote sour cream.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I had lettuce and cabbage and carrots and celery because it happened to be in the bowl. I don't think you should put celery in burritos, but it was a nice crunch. But, you know, just so then you know what's in there, you know, and then I threw a little bit of chicken on top. So the point is, as you start looking at it differently, planning ahead, you're good to go and not over-planning so you have waste either. And then if you go out to eat, there's, you know, the first thing you should do if you ever go out to eat is get online or get on the phone, find out what the menu is.
Mm-hmm.
So you know if you can eat there and ask questions. So if you're unsure, call.
Yeah.
Say, you know, I'm thinking of ordering blah, blah, blah for dinner. Is there any way that I can have the chicken grilled? And instead of noodles, could I please have a side of vegetables? Would that be possible? Because I'm coming in with a dinner party. And they're happy to accommodate if you let them know and you ask questions. If you show up at a restaurant expecting to be catered to, it's not going to happen. Maybe in California where we live, but mm-hmm. not in the Midwest.
Right.
So it's just not, I mean, some places are getting better. So it's just about planning, looking at what your needs are. I was in Huntington Beach Airport, and the only place open was a burrito place. It was 6 a.m. and I was starving. And so I just asked if they would put the eggs and stuff on a plate and skip the wrap, and they were happy to. I didn't tell them why or make them feel bad. But it made it super easy, and I wrote a little blurb about it in my blog, and it went viral. People were like, oh, what a great idea.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. it's not about shaming people, but taking care of you. And it's important what you put in your mouth. And I didn't even know, like, okay, I learned, Dr. Bergman, he came on my show a bunch, about GMOs. Holy cow, I'm not going to even get into the deep thing, but mm-hmm. here's my imaginary thing. So GMOs are like little mutated vegetables that go into your body, and they make holes in your gut, so then they crawl through the holes. So when your gut starts to work, it's leaky like a sieve, so all the bad stuff, instead of getting flushed out, goes sinking into your bloodstream and your brain and your heart. I think I'll take organic.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I mean,
I'm surprised I haven't grown a tail or horns yet.
Yeah, this GMO thing is really crazy. I've heard there's an article going around the internet just recently talking about a family that.
Oh yeah, you sent that to me today. Went to Brazil.
Oh, the family in Sweden who got off it for 1 week. They tested them.
Well, yeah, they got off it, but I think they moved to Brazil or Costa Rica or something, and you know, they were a family that every one of them was very, very allergic to foods, and their food sensitivities were crazy. And as soon as they moved to a place that did not have genetically modified foods, all of their symptoms just went away. It's crazy.
I had horrible, horrible migraines that I'd see double or triple, but it wouldn't stop me, you know, because I'm going to push through it.
Uh-huh.
And I don't do, I'll be honest, I don't do everything organic, but I have in my book the list of, like, I think I did the top 15 or top 20 that you want organic.
Oh, right.
And the ones that you can get away with. I mean, but you really want organic, but if you can't afford, because not everybody can, all organic, and sometimes you can't find it, which ones you definitely want. And one was potatoes, for sure. Tomatoes, strawberries. Those were the first three that I went organic with. And my headaches started getting less and less. So it's just, I also know that gluten was giving me headaches too. So it's a matter of my job that I created for myself was to take all this tedious, difficult, overwhelm, simple solutions that you can implement into your life right away with simple explanations. And then I wanted to write the book in such a way that you could actually sit down with your children and read them part of it so they would understand.
Hmm.
Oh, okay. So, this
so you
really
could
cool.
start educating your family. I didn't want to, I didn't, and I could have done more. Like, if I had written everything I wanted, it would have been bigger than War and Peace. So what I decided to do instead was, all right, I'm not going to kill you with War and Peace. I'm going to do this as a simple handbook. And this is step one. Step two is in September, we're going to be doing an 8-week class for the 8 parts of the book, and we're going to go seriously in depth. And if you can't make the class, it's not a problem because you get the video replay.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a lot in all of this. And it's, I start from like what to put in your pantry, your freezer, and your fridge. Because when I cleaned out my pantry, and I have not normal, I have one of those huge pantries that you would find in a restaurant, right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've got everything. There were empty shelves. And I was like, wow. Holy cow. And my spices and my sauces and all those condiments that used to be in the fridge. So if you're going to go clean out and go gluten, dairy, sugar free, it's a little shocking. So I've got pull out shopping lists for you to take to the store so you know what to get.
Yeah.
Nice.
Sounds like our house, you know? Too.
Yeah, that's really important.
You know what to get. And then I did, then I took it further, put some recipes in there, and then I made a digital cookbook of all of them, some bonus ones that you could take on your smartphone. Cause I don't know about you, but when I'm starving and I'm in the grocery store, my brain stops working.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I usually walk out with nothing and then I'm even grumpier.
Right.
Or I'll make a bad choice. So I keep lists on my phone now. So I made sure that that was possible. My goal was I didn't want anyone else to struggle the way I did.
Mm.
And as some of these people, we've got so many people in this community, tell me their stories. It's really sad. They've spent so many years just not being able to function.
Mm.
Wow.
You know what the biggest thing that I take away from all of the, not all of this, there's a lot to take away, but the prior guests we've had on that have talked about, I think the biggest hurdle for so many people is getting over what you said, like breakfast isn't in a bowl and lunch isn't between two pieces of bread. It's mm-hmm. it's not making distinctions between breakfast food, lunch food. Like you said, you had a you know, scrambled eggs with a bunch of stuff, or even Mexican food for, or, you know, or you made those lettuce wrapped burrito things the other day for breakfast. And it's kind of like, if people can overcome that, your options seem to really open up. If you want to eat beef stroganoff for breakfast, you could, you know, mm-hmm. like, I think the rules,
absolutely.
People put rules on themselves.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually better to eat, you know, always eat breakfast. First of all, you know, I always start with, you know, warm water and lemon juice to flush the toxins. Mm-hmm. And protein in the morning. And my main meal is lunch, and dinner is very light. And mm-hmm. we have it backwards here in the United States.
Yeah, mm-hmm. don't we?
And I also grew up in Mexico. We did too. We would eat dinner at 10 o'clock at night, you know.
Oh, gosh.
But it is looking at it differently. And I remember when I first started down this journey, I was asking a friend of mine who was gluten, dairy, sugar free. And he's also owns a gym. So good shape. And I said, what do you eat for breakfast? He goes, okay, I start with a salad and then I throw good stuff on it, fish or chicken or meat. You know, and then whatever veggies I want. And I'm looking at them going, I don't want a salad first thing, you know. So I didn't. I ate eggs and things like that for a long time until I could let go of that. But having a little bowl of stew for breakfast, mm-hmm. come on. You've got your veggies and your meat.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that. So as soon as you let go of what's supposed to be.
Right.
And then just what would taste delicious and be healthy and fill me, and what do I need? How much energy do I need? What, how, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then it, you know, like I threw celery in my burrito today just because it happened to be sitting there.
I love that.
Yeah. You know, I think it's important for people to eat according to, you know, not just the time of season, but, you know, their day. You know, if they're going to go out and do some yard work, or they're going to do construction all day, maybe you want to have a little more protein in the morning. If you're going to do office work, maybe you want to lighten it up a little bit. But not just eat because, you know, we've been told what we should be eating, but eat based on your fitness and what you're doing every day. I think it all relates to each other. And, you know, people need to be aware of that, I think, when constructing their meals. So where is the best place for people to find you?
GlutenSugarDairyFree.com.
Okay. Gluten, sugar, dairy free. And if people want to go through our link, they can do that, at extremehealthradio.com/GSDF, like gluten, sugar, dairy free, GSDF.
To purchase the book and things like that.
Exactly. So
then you guys are coming over because I started a new series of health and wellness experts called the Artichoke Series. I'm a dork. I'll admit it.
Tell us why it's called the Artichoke.
I called it the Artichoke Series because I take one leaf at a time and we get to the heart of the matter.
I love it.
I know. But now you won't forget it.
Yeah.
So you guys are coming on, and Dr. DeWitt is our resident health and wellness expert. He'll be doing nutrition and lots of calls. He'll be on twice a month. You guys are coming along, and then Kate will be branching out with me in doing a whole women's series where it's women only, and we get to talk about body image. We get to talk about menopause and natural childbirth and all kinds of beautiful things that we may not be comfortable talking about. So that's happening. And Justin's also coming on his, they're coming together, and you guys are coming, and then Justin's coming along together to talk about mind, body, spirit. Mm-hmm. I remember one of my favorite conversations with him changed my life. It was right after I met him when we were talking about mind, body, spirit, and I've got goosebumps just thinking about it. And so, and then I've got a psychologist who's so brilliant who's going to be talking about stress and what it really does to the brain and how you can unwire the hardwire of it. And we've got all kinds of amazing people, and just our goal is to educate and empower our community like you do, as well as teach you how to eat and how to survive in this world of pre-made fast food rushing through life type thing.
Yes, that's awesome. And so
we're so excited to be involved in all this, and I can't wait for the Artichoke series. I'm super, super excited.
Yeah.
You'll never forget it now. I know it's 40, but I was just like, what am I going to call this? And I'm like, oh, well, what am I really doing? Well, what kind of vegetable is that? Oh, it's an artichoke. And sometimes it might be a little thorny.
Hey!
That's okay.
You know, we could go, we could take that to so many levels. I love it. It just keeps giving.
It does. It just, and that's true. The artichoke plant just grows and grows and grows.
That's awesome. So where is the best place for the community that you talk about? Is it Facebook, or do you have a different community on your website, or how does that work?
Oh, this is so, thank you for asking that question. So we have an internal community, and you're not going to believe this. This is just so cool. So we have membership communities.
Okay.
And the first level of our membership community, are you ready for this? It's free. So you have to sign up, and that's the way you get access to the whole Artichoke series, and you get tips of the week mailed to you, and you also get priority access to any of our events just by signing up for free. The reason being is that way we can notify you when there's something, and you can come, and we know that you're coming, and we'll save you a space.
Nice.
And then
nice.
We've got something called the Kitchen Table community, as well as the Kitchen Table Plus, and they get a free class every week. They get daily tips. They get all kinds of different things. And that's $19.95 a month. And then the Kitchen Table Plus, gets two sessions a month with me where we actually, you know, plan out meals or figure out what's stopping you, anything that'll help you move forward towards health. And that's what makes that one special. So we have those. We also have a big fan base on Facebook, and we have a private Facebook group. Ask anyone on our Facebook page, they'll tell you. John DeWitt actually pops in there and says stuff. But Dr. John, I should say. But we have most of our communities are internal. And what else I do is every class I've ever taught that I record goes into the Kitchen Table Hub. So let's say someone just now joins. They have all last year's classes they can watch. All of the cookbooks I've done are in there. All of the articles and the handouts are in there. So it's like we've been building a library.
Oh, nice.
So that people can actually go, oh, I want that topic. Dr. John Bergman did a ton of shows with us about fibromyalgia and arthritis and heart attacks, and all that's in there. So that's where my vision was when I started this, besides the recipes, was if I was going to do this, I didn't want to do it alone. And I just imagined like sitting around a kitchen table. I mean, that's where you console each other, you support each other, you catch up, and of course, you eat yummy food.
I love that.
There's nothing better than that combo.
That's what we did in January when you were here.
That was fun.
Oh, yeah. That was good food.
Yeah, it's good times.
That's just the beginning. We have many more of those awaiting us.
That's right.
I know. It's going to be so exciting. So I'm glad that you guys are coming to be part of our community, and you're experts, and you guys know so much. And it's going to be so much fun to see, you know, who comes in. So we've got expert lecture series, and then I'm going to bring in some expert chefs that teach things that I don't do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're looking for, I'm in talks with someone who does a lot of pressure pot cooking.
Okay.
Nice. Because I just found out, like, I bought one. I'm loving it. When you put your protein in it, like I put lemon juice, it infuses it. My chicken breast tastes like lemon chicken.
Oh.
No sugar, no goopy stuff. And that's like the best. Anyway, ooh. So we're just continuing to grow. It's been a little over 2 weeks over a year. And what started as, really? You're going to, another website has turned into something that my heart's touched every day. The letters I get from people thanking me for making it easy. One lady asked me, she's like, why do you give so much stuff away for free? And it's the pay it forward. Where else are you going to get the information? And if you want to sit and read all those journals and try and figure it out like I did, it's just a pain.
Yeah.
So, you know, we do have some paid stuff, but our prices are so low. You know, it's just to keep the stuff running. It's about giving it forward and trying to be healthy and easy and do it with ease.
I love it. That's awesome. So glutensugardairyfree.com is the best place.
glutensugardairyfree.com. You can get our book on our website. You can either get just the book or you can get the book and the companion book. I'm happy to autograph it.
Nice.
We've got the class for it starting in mid-September. Really excited about that. We have something happening every week. In fact, today our foodie challenge happens every month, the second Thursday. I put out 3 secret ingredients and people have to figure out how to make a dish with them, just like Chopped. But they have to be gluten, dairy, sugar free, and they upload their pictures and I send them prizes to their house of like kitchen stuff that the people can use. So I'm like a little kid. This is my sandbox and my playland while we're getting healthy. And so we're always doing crazy things like that, unexpected calls, or we had an anniversary call party and we played trivia and I sent out prizes to everybody. So
wow.
We're always doing something.
That's cool. Sounds like a really fun community on a lot of levels, whether you do the private one, you do the private Facebook group, or just a regular Facebook group. Sounds like a cool community to be involved with.
Well, we're part of it, and I have to say it was such an honor to be able to write one of the, I guess you'd call it an intro to the book, and knowing you and your journey, it was an honor to be part of that. So we're just thrilled for everything that's going on with your community, our community, Michelle.
Yeah.
Well, I was so excited. I was like, I need someone to read my book, and I'm nervous, and I'm scared, and oh my goodness! And you give me
this imagine.
Beautiful thing, and yeah, it's actually when you first open the cover, it's what they wrote. It's absolutely beautiful, and then behind the next page talks all about Extreme Radio with the links and stuff in it, because I just wanted enough people to find out about them, and our communities blend so well, and it's nice to have friends doing the same thing and learning together and growing and supporting each other.
We are all in
really,
it together.
Really, and when I said, Kate, will you come to a show with me? How vulnerable are you willing to get? She's like, I'll talk about anything.
Yeah.
Perfect.
My life's an open book.
Call her back a week later. I'm like, Kate, this has sort of changed a little. It's turning into a women's series. We're going to be doing retreats too. I'm thinking, Bali, are you in on this? Oh, sure, I'm fine. Okay. Then call her back. Kate.
I never knew I started dodging your calls. I'm just kidding.
Who's going to turn down Bali?
I'm totally kidding.
That's awesome.
No, it's been an amazing opportunity, and I think we're just going to have a blast.
We are, and thank you for having me here, and I'm so glad that this was my first interview about the book, and I have to tell you, I was so shocked because it got number one in so many categories, like food and wine category, cookbook category, special diet category,
nice.
Hot new release. I was just, and all over the world. I was just like, oh my goodness. And then, okay, I told you I'm a dork. So then I had to hop on this morning onto Amazon to see the reviews. People are reviewing it and they're saying such nice things.
Well, because it's true. And you it's a labor of love, and you can tell the minute I just encourage people if they pick your book up. I mean, everything we wrote in the foreword or whatever you want to call it was so true. It's just mm-hmm. this tantalizing, succulent way to soak up life again and not be afraid to embrace the food that nourishes us. And I mean, that looks a little different for everybody, but to get a grasp on how to make this doable and easy for the average person is on the go is just a miracle in itself. So your labor of love has really paid off.
Well, thanks. I remember I had a lady call and say, look, my husband's now gluten, dairy, sugar free, and he is a trucker. And
wow.
I pack his lunch now. How is he going to eat? Because he drives. So I need it so it's portable. I need a gluten, dairy, sugar free, and he can't drip down a shirt.
Nice.
All righty then. Oh, and by the way, he only likes meat and potatoes. I'm like, well, that's easy. That's not gluten or dairy, but okay.
Right.
Yeah, you can work with that.
Girl, and I can send him a bib, so we're covered. We're covered all over.
But brainstorming things like that is some of the things. Like, what is your limitation? I had this one lady hire me, and she said, yeah, just never eat. And it turned out she hated to cook, so she wouldn't do the food prep. So we found there was a cooking school down the road from her house, so she hired one of the students to come in once a week to follow my stuff for the food prep for the week, and then she was more than happy to throw together her dinners. It was just, if you can find out what's hanging you up, find a solution to that. This book is like the handbook that'll just lead you through it.
Nice.
That is a perfect way to say that.
I love that.
Perfect.
Well, thank you, Michelle, for being on the show and doing all the work you're doing, creating these awesome communities and just writing your book and doing the work you do. Thank you.
Well, thank you guys for coming to playing with me, too. This is going to be so much fun.
Oh, the sandbox play continues.
I love it. All right. I hope you enjoyed that show with Michelle DeBird. She's a good friend of ours. I wanted to get her on the show because I know that she was doing some really amazing work with her website and the programs and courses and books she's writing. And I'm just really a big fan of what she's doing. And she's offering some great, great options for people. And I think one of the things that I really took away from that interview, or that, I should say, conversation. I don't like to do interviews. I like to converse with people. And it was fun to talk to her. And what I took out of that was that she talked about how we need to get back to the kitchen. As a culture, as a society, we need to learn how to actually start working with our food and working hands-on with our food, and not expecting big companies and big fast food chains and all these things to supply the very thing that we put into our body that results in our energy levels and affects us on every single way, physically, spiritually, emotionally. I mean, this is important stuff, what we're putting into our bodies. And learning how to work with food in a simple way is awesome, because I think that's what she's helping everybody do. So I encourage you to go through our link, if you can, extremehealthradio.com/GS. Gluten, sugar, dairy-free, GSDF. And you can find out everything that she's doing over there. And I really appreciate it. And I just want to let you guys know, too, that this show was brought to you by the Bellicon Rebounders. And as many of you know, our shows, not only are they free to access, we don't charge anything to get access to all of our close to 400 shows, but we're doing commercial-free shows now. So we want to create the best content and the best information, the most empowering information for you guys. And we just don't like to take breaks, you know. It's not something that you would see people do. All of a sudden, they're talking with a friend, and they go into a 3 or 4 minute spiel about a product, right? It just doesn't make any sense. Plus, commercials are so... commercials, I feel like they're just so 1970s, you know. No one wants to hear a commercial anymore. And so in order to avoid taking breaks during the course of the show, we're just going to do a little plugs at the beginning and end for a particular sponsor of the show. So today's sponsor is the Bellicon Rebounder, which you probably heard about at the beginning of the show. And I use mine about 25 minutes a day. I first started out doing them 10 minutes, or actually 5 minutes. And I was doing it for 5 minutes, and then I switched to 10, and I slowly increased it. Now I do it for 25 minutes a day, and it's really great because I do it and I watch documentaries usually, and you know, it's a really great time for me to be able to learn some cool information while I jump on the rebounder. So it's really a great tool, and like I said at the beginning of the show, it is a cellular exercise, so it actually helps to stimulate all of the cells in our body. And no matter where you work out, you're never going to be able to stimulate like the cells in your eye, for example, or the cells in your arm, or the cells in different areas of your body where there's no equipment for at the gym. So it's a cellular exercise. It also helps to cleanse and detoxify lymphatic system, which we have much more lymphatic fluid in our body than we do blood. And, you know, during the flu season, that's where doctors will typically check to see if you have an infection is through swollen lymph glands. So this is a really great exercise, and I do it for cancer prevention and to stay fit. And it's just a really, really great, great way to work out the body. And it's one of my favorite exercises of all time. And like I said before, I work out, I lift heavy at the gym. I love to go on hikes. I love to surf, and I love to run sometimes and do Qigong and all kinds of cool stuff. But the rebounding is one of my favorite things. So if you want to go over there and check it out, they are offering free shipping right now if you're interested in that kind of thing. Free shipping, which is really awesome, at extremehealthradio.com/Bellicon. So that's extremehealthradio.com/ B as in boy, E-L-L-I-C-O-N, Bellicon. And you can grab free shipping and check it out, learn more about it there. And I just want to thank all you guys for joining us on this particular show. Really appreciate it. We couldn't do this show without you. We are 100% listener supported. So I want to thank everyone who's been supporting us on Patreon. You can do that by going to extremehealthradio.com/support. And we couldn't do this show without you. It's really just a blessing to be able to do what we do and be supported by you guys. A lot of people donate 25 cents, 50 cents, 15 or 20 bucks per show. And, you know, we just so indebted to you guys. And we do all this to offer you guys hope and inspiration and motivation and basically options for healing, options for realizing that, you know, you don't have to go down the conventional medical model if you don't want to. There are some very extremely viable options in the natural and alternative health communities, especially with the spread, with the growth of the internet. People are starting to catch on to these types of things. So we just couldn't do this show without you. So to those who have been donating on Patreon,
We are just so grateful. So you can do that again by going to extremehealthradio.com/support. And you can donate 50 cents a show. If you have a Facebook account, you can sign up to Patreon, and it costs you absolutely nothing to sign up. And it will take you about 30 seconds to sign up if you're already logged into Facebook. And you can donate to us $1 a show, whatever you see fit, if you like what we're doing. And we're going to be doing this regardless. So this is our mission in life. This is what we do. This is how we pay our rent every month. This is how we pay for all of our personal expenses with Maggie and all that kind of stuff. So we appreciate you guys, and we could do this show without you. So if you would like to support us on Patreon, that would be awesome. We'd greatly appreciate it. And also, if you would like, you can also share our show on Facebook to your friends, or just pass it along any way you see fit. We appreciate that a lot. We really, really actually appreciate that so much. And, you know, it's all this is fueled by you guys, and sharing our posts on Facebook is huge. And, if you do that regularly, we thank you so much. And also, consider, bookmarking us on Amazon too. We got a really great, Amazon. It costs nothing to you. Nothing will change on your end. But if you bookmark our link and make purchases through your bookmark after you bookmark it, every little thing that you purchase on Amazon supports us. So that's a really great way to keep the shows free and to support us if you're already buying things on Amazon. So we appreciate that. And anyway, just let us know how we can help you. You know, that's what this is all about. We just want to help as many people as we can, empower people, give them the tools that they need to do their own research and to not acquiesce and give up their power to the medical mainstream media. So we really appreciate that so much. Thanks for listening to this show and for everything that you guys do for us. We couldn't do it without you. We appreciate it so much, and we'll catch you guys on the next episode.
Hey, everybody, this is Josie, Justin's mom. Don't tell him, but I know he would absolutely be really happy if you would sign up to his free weekly newsletter. And don't forget to share this with all your friends. This is the buzzing bumblebee signing off.
That was so good.
Huh? Hello.
Oh my gosh.
Thank you for listening to this episode.
It's time to go for now, but our mission does not end with this show.
Justin and Kate will be back with another interview packed full of ideas, discoveries, and unique ways to regain your health.
Head on over to extremehealthradio.com/subscribe and instantly download our free gift too that contains cutting-edge strategies to start making healthy lifestyle changes today.
No material on this blog is intended to suggest that you should not seek professional medical care. Always work with qualified medical professionals, even if you educate yourself in the field of live food, nutrition, and alternative medicine. I'm not a doctor, nor am I offering readers medical advice of any kind. None of the information offered here should be interpreted as a diagnosis of any disease, nor an attempt to treat or prevent any disease or condition. While information in this blog is discussed in the context of numerous conditions, it can be dangerous to take action based on any information in this blog or to start any health program without first consulting a health professional. The content found here is for informational purposes only and is in no way intended as medical advice, as a substitute for medical counseling, or as a treatment/cure for any disease or health condition, and nor should it be continued as such. Always work with a qualified healthcare professional before making any changes to your diet, prescription drug use, lifestyle, or exercise activities. This information is provided as is, and the reader/viewer assumes all risks from the use, non-use, or misuse of this information.